Hello, this is Yoki Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that your existence will be lighter and lighter, and your life will be brighter and brighter, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Yes, those are the words that I first say, but wish I have to broadcast this Dharma Talk is that I'm talking about the motivation why I'm giving Dharma Talk. I keep giving Dharma Talk. Well, maybe it was needless to say. So let's go on to the Bible, that Gospel according to John. Number 29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Takes away sin of the world. Well, sin, another word than negative karma. Well, how those will be happen, how the sin or the negative karma can be taken away? Well, some people just try to depend on someone or something. Well, sometimes like people goes to the statue, "Oh, let's touch this statue. This statue will take away your karma. Oh, let's pray Jesus. That Jesus will take away your sin." Yeah, some people still are not graduated from the image of the parents and in the childhood and projected to the God of Buddha or the great spirit of the universe. Oh, if you're crying that somebody will take care of it. And just do something good for you. But why we were born here? We are born this world to learn how to love. So everything what happens in the life is this purpose, I mean, the lesson how to love others. And that is why the principle of the universe exists. For example, one of the principles is that if you don't give love to others, you will not give in love from the great spirit of the universe, and as a result, from others too. Because even you don't give love to others, but you still receive the love, the good things happens. What do you learn from this experience? Yes, you just learn that you don't need to love others, but you can get what you want. But that doesn't work in life, right? There is a clear principle. However, the result are not at the same time, or there's always time lag. That's why this is very interesting. Some karma, even you might not even get a response or result from that. Some says not even this lifetime. It could be in the next lifetime, or it could be even the one after next lifetime. That's what's written in a Buddhist, Mahayana Buddhist scripture. It's easy if you get the result of the karma after 10 minutes or even next day. Whatever you give good things, then you get it next day. Or whatever you do negative things, you get the result next day. It's easy. But if this happens like this, then what the tendency of the human being, you start to try to do good things to others because you want the result. The system of the universe, of the lessons of the life is so deep, is that only when you not expect the result, it happens. I'm talking about the positive effect, the positive result. Positive result, whatever, even the enlightenment result of the practice, even that, as long as you keep expecting the result, it will not happen. So as good karma, good result, phenomenon in life. However, if you totally not think about the result, not expect any good result, and just keep doing because it is good things to do, it's a wisdom. But if you are doing it because of the result or because based on the expectation, there's no wisdom there. The wisdom will not be trained. Yes, as I said, life is to the lessons to learn love, but at the same time, the love will not be effective without wisdom. So we can say that to learn wisdom, to increase the wisdom on how to love others, is the purpose of the life. So let's get back to the subject. Take away the sin is a result. But the cause is to live as Jesus, to act like Jesus, to behave like Jesus, love others, use your life to express the love of God, the love of the great spirit of the universe, with no expectation of the result. The result could be even scary. Look all what happens to the Jesus. This is a symbol of the symbolic story that it's a warning, don't expect the result. But if you stupidly just follow what your internal Jesus, internal Buddha, internal Bodhisattva says, with no expectation, and just do, just to keep on, then the one day you will experience that your karma dropped off, all the heaviness that you have been carried for long, long, long time will be dropped off. And the spring wind, the warm spring wind is blowing in your heart, and you'll be melted away with the great love of the great spirit of the universe. Maybe that could be said that take away your sin. The negative karma will be transformed. and you learn that all the negative and sad, hurting experience what happens in your life in the past. Those are the gift to transform, be transformed all to the love. Those are all the lessons to how to empathize other people, suffering of the empathizing other people, and those will be the source of your love to others, and those will bring, invite the full great spirit of the universe, full great love. It's a day of the sin will be taken away. May your heart be blowing with spring, warm spring wind, and your heart and body will be warmly melted away with the great spirit of the universe.